You're listening to Inspiration 1680 AM, WOKB Winter Garden, W264DF 100.7 FM Kissimmee, and around the world at WOKBRadio.com. Inspiration 1680 AM and 100.7 FM Kissimmee.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PHONEFAITH, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
We're back.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you missed any part of the first hour, well, you can always look us up at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We archive the show about an hour or two after the show is over. And we archive 400 other shows. If you missed any of the shows over the last 8 years, they're all there. And don't forget about the free food. You have to write to us if you missed it. Listen again to the archive about the first hour, about the rules of the free food. And you can't call in. You have to write to blindandbeyondradioshow.org to get the free food, Michael $50 gift cards.
Michael at
blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Yep, that's right. I forgot. Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, it's trivia time. Trivia time. Glenn, this will be my trivia. Trivia time, 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? This was a big song. Who's singing it?
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
Okay, Glenn, that's enough.
Chris would be laughing tonight.
Okay, folks. Yeah, understand. You're right. It wasn't my trivia. It was my niece's, my granddaughter. My granddaughter's, I asked her for a song. So my granddaughter's song.
Compliments of Rachel.
Cons, for those people know that I'm big in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, this song was out.
She said early
2000s. 2000. So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Big song.
Charles, while we have time and we're waiting for callers, would you like to read the second poem?
Okay.
All righty. Another Halloween poem.
Yes, another Halloween poem. It is titled Song of the Witches from Macbeth. It's written by William Shakespeare, 1564 to 1616 he lived. Thrice the brinded cat hath mewed, thrice and once the hedge pig whined. Harpier cries, 'tis time, 'tis time. Round about the cauldron go, in the poison entrails throw. Toad that under cold stone days and nights has 31 sweltered venom sleeping got. Boil thy first in the carmed pot. Double, double toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Fillet of a finny snake in the cauldron boil and bake. Eye of newt, toe of frog, will of bat and tongue of dog, adder's fork and blind worm's steam, lizard's leg and howlet's wing, for a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth boil and bubble. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Cool it with a baboon's blood, then the charm is firm and good. By the prickling of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
Wow.
That's some poem.
Yeah. Thank you, Charles.
From Macbeth.
Well, I wasn't big
on
Shakespeare.
Now, I have a question for you.
Yes.
That was what year?
14-something?
He was, it was written by William Shakespeare. And William Shakespeare lived from 1564 to 1616.
So here's my question. How did they write it down in those days? They didn't have
quills,
pens.
With feathers, with ink.
They used quills.
Boy, what are we going to do with him, Charles?
I don't know.
They didn't have ballpoint pens.
Wait a
Michael.
Minute. That was a great question. I think
they used quills.
They used
a
quills.
Feather and dip it in the
pen
ink.
And ink. Pen and ink, they called it.
And they had paper too then.
Yes,
some type of parchment.
Paper goes back thousands of years.
Some type of parchment. Hey guys, you got
it
Kelly.
It wasn't paper.
Yeah.
Kelly from Tennessee and Carrie from Canada. Kelly is first.
Oh, the youngins.
Yes.
We got the youngins on. All right, who's first?
It's Kelly.
Okay,
Kelly, you're up. Who's singing the song, Kelly?
Hello.
Kelly, you're up. Can you hear us?
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. The singer, the group with that song is called Smash Mouth.
That's right.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
That was like during my high school. That came out during my high school days.
So when was that? In the early 2000s? No.
No, it was late 90s.
Oh, I'll have to tell Rachel that you guessed it.
Yeah.
Well, so you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Is coming your way. $10 gift card
awesome.
Is coming your way.
You all have my info. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Halloween.
Thank you for listening.
Hi, Kelly.
I love your faux fall decor, too.
I didn't understand. What did
you say? What'd you say?
The faux fall decor that you put on Facebook.
Oh, pictures. You love it?
Oh.
I'm glad
like
you
that.
Love it. I love it, too. Thank
all
you,
right.
Kelly.
Bye.
All righty. So why don't we say hello to Carrie anyway in Canada?
Yes, Canada. Let's hear it talk.
British
Canada.
Columbia, you're up.
Yeah.
She's here.
Hi, Carrie. Long time no hear.
Hey. I just wanted to wish you guys a happy Halloween. And I'm not the youngest. I'm actually 48. So.
well, it's still younger than I am.
Don't forget, now you can write in if you want to for the $50 gift card. If you want to get a free $50, you have to write in, but you can't call in.
No problem. I understand. And by the way, I love, absolutely love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. My favorite candy.
Yeah. They have the little minis now that are hard to get out of the wrapper. Did you notice that?
Oh, tell. Yes.
I like the larger ones.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in. Carrie, thanks for calling in.
We're going to go to break and talk to our next guest, but thank you for calling.
Spooky Halloween.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
So now we heard from Canada. Now we heard from Connecticut. Now we heard from Tennessee. We heard from Florida.
And you're going to hear from me.
Alabama. What'd you say?
We have to go to break.
We have to go to break.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to go to break. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you. Now, this is a talk show. That means we talk and also you talk. You listen, we listen. Call 407-894-1680. Wherever you are around the world, call, give us a call. 407-894-1680. You're up, Lynn. You're up.
I get to talk now?
You're up.
All righty. Well, this is the first time we're meeting this young man. We'd like to welcome Lance Johnson. And Lance Johnson is calling in reference to the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And we'd like to learn more about him. Welcome, Lance. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on.
We're excited to have you. Say hi to Charles.
Hey, Charles. How's it going, everyone?
Glenn is in our studio. He's running the ship tonight.
Hey, Lance.
Awesome. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 is right. So, Lance, Nikki didn't tell me much about you, so why don't you tell us about yourself?
Oh, yeah.
And I also noticed in your email, it says the See-Through Podcast. So we'd like to know more about that. So tell us.
Yeah. I'm the mystery guest speaking for Foundation guest. Fighting Blindness. And
that's funny.
And I'm glad you call me a young man. I still like to feel young. I am young according to some, but according to some, I would be old. So I'll just.
Well, it's all relative. For Michael and I, you're young. Yeah. Charles, too. I speak for you, too, Charles.
But yeah.
Don't tell anybody that.
So tell us, Lance, tell us about your vision situation and how you got involved in Foundation Fighting Blindness and your podcast.
Yeah, all three are connected. You know, I have retinitis pigmentosa. I inherited RP from my mom. And due to my RP, you know, I started to lose my peripheral vision and was kind of going through the motions of trying to wrap my mind around what life would be like with RP. And I realized I didn't really know anyone who also was living with like a retinal eye disease or blindness. So I figured I would start a podcast to kind of talk and learn from other people in the blindness community, in the disability community. That way I can hear, you know, straight from the source, you know, people who have years and years of wisdom and experience, and they can kind of enlighten me on what to expect as, you know, as I try to adapt to RP, which is, you know, ever changing. And through my work with my podcast, you know, I got affiliated with Foundation Fighting Blindness. They did a Beacon Story feature of me and my story starting the See-Through Podcast. And I'm a great big advocate for Foundation Fighting Blindness, and my work with my podcast kind of fits right in with their messaging for the newly diagnosed. And yeah, I'm always honored when they request me to do anything, really.
They're doing wonderful
part of them.
Fundraising and for inherited retinal disease, and just an amazing organization. It's nice that you're a part of it.
Oh yeah, it's really nice. I'm really, really thankful for them and all they're doing.
Where are you calling in from? What state?
I'm in New York.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
But I'm from North Carolina, so you might hear a little bit of a Southern accent. You might not. Depends on who you ask. Same thing with the age, you know.
So tell us more about you said you inherited it from your mom.
Yes, my mom is legally blind from RP, and my sister also inherited it as well. And my brother, he did not inherit it, so he was the one that didn't. But I was told my children will have a 50-50, you know, shot of, you know, inheriting my RP. So that's why I like to advocate for Foundation Fighting Blindness, because even if like the cure isn't for even me and my generation, you know, I like to keep it going, you know, for the future generations and keep that hope alive. It's like while like I champion the blind community and I champion blind people, it's like I still, you know, am a strong advocate for you know,
Lance,
research.
Lance, can you hear me? This is Michael.
Hey, Michael.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you suggest, or would you do anything about the tracker?
My retina tracker.
My retina tracker. For those who don't know, My Retina Tracker is where you basically get genetic testing done and you basically input your information. That way there's a data source for research companies to kind of pull information so they can learn and help their research, further their research. I would definitely recommend My Retinal Tracker. And I would recommend genetic testing for anyone with a retinal disease, just because it's so new. The whole world of that whole world is so new, and they don't have much data to go off of. So Yeah, I would recommend that, definitely.
Well, the reason we ask, because there seems to be two schools of thought in our audience, and the one school of thought is what you said, you know, get the test and find out the information so you're informed. And the other school of thought is, no, I don't want my kids to worry about it. Maybe they won't get it. So no, they don't need to do my retina tracker.
Yeah, well, I would say, I mean, it might sound a little harsh, but, you know, reality is going to be reality. So, you know, whether you want to face it head on or put it off for another day, eventually you're going to have to face it. So, you know, genetic testing, it's very simple. It's just some blood work. I would recommend it, you know, it not much heavy lifting on the individual, you know, to do, and can help, you know, like I said, you know, further the research.
So it's a simple blood test?
It can be. So it depends. Genetic testing, all the genetic testing I've done is basically a blood test where they just take some blood, like, you know, like if you go get a physical and they take a blood sample to kind of give you your, you know, results of like how your liver's doing, or, you know, how your cholesterol is, that kind of that thing. It's just, they just take a little bit of blood and they send it off, and but they also have done, you know, DNA. I know they do DNA with swabs and saliva. I've had my mom and sister do those as well, to kind of help me figure out what strain of RP that I have.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. How did you end up in Brooklyn? Are you working there?
Yeah, I'm funny enough, even though I have RP, I am a professional video editor, and that's why I moved up here.
Oh, cool.
Kind of twofold. I didn't want to drive anymore because, you know, RP, and I started getting anxiety behind the wheel, and wanted to give up driving. So, you know, New York City has public transit, you know, the subway system. And then also, I used to work behind the camera and I would shoot and edit video, but I was, you know, due to my vision loss, I wasn't that great behind the camera as I used to be. And I wanted to kind of have some longevity to my career. So I switched focus to just video editing. And in New York City, there's a lot of work for me as an editor. So it was kind of a transportation and work kind of situation.
That's a niche market.
Good.
That's,
yeah.
Terrific. Terrific that you have work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing I find that's kind of difficult is transportation. In some places, it's a whole lot better than in other places, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I grew up in a small town in North Carolina where, you know, a car is absolutely necessary. You know, there's not even really sidewalks, you know, to go anywhere. So I kind of knew how that works and kind of can see how my mom, you know, will have to get rides from friends and family. And there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, my mom has a great support system. And it works fine for her.
Lance, we have a call. I would like to talk to you. Paul from New Jersey.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, Lance. How are you?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm from New Jersey.
I like that.
Listen, I'm very interested in your podcast and your podcast experience.
Okay.
Could you spell for me, please, the name of your podcast?
Yeah. My podcast is called The See-Through Podcast, and it's spelt S-E-E, and then there's a hyphen, T-H-R-O-U-G-H. But yeah, The See-Through Podcast, kind of like, you know, see-through clothing kind of thing, but not
okay.
That.
I will definitely find it online and listen to it tomorrow.
Awesome. I have 97 episodes out right now.
How often are you on?
It varies, but I try to put out two episodes a month. And then I'm also on social media and YouTube, where I make kind of standalone content as well outside of my podcast episodes. So it's kind of the see-through podcast is kind of, there's just a lot. There's the podcast and there's also, other social media content and just video content outside of the podcast. So there's a lot to jump into if you're interested.
Oh, I'm very interested, and I'm also interested. I'm 100% blind. I had a very serious loss of eyesight suddenly. So at 64 years old, I lost my eyesight. I'm 79 now.
Okay.
So it's kind of a crazy thing. So I'm learning. I'm learning a lot of different things. I listen to this radio show all the time. Michael and Lynn and Charles, they're great people. And I'm happy to meet Glenn also. So, all right, Lance, I appreciate your time, and I will be following up with you, rest assured.
Yeah, and if you want to reach me, you can just email me at the seethroughpodcast@gmail.com, or you can visit the website at seethroughpod.com. But yeah, if you just Google the See Through Podcast, it'll pop up. But yeah, I'm super thankful for your interest, and I hope to hear from you.
I will find you. Take care.
Take care.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Paul. Very nice.
Thank you.
All right. So before we say goodnight, Lance, do you have a message for those who are listening out there that might be struggling? They just found out that they will have challenges with RP, and they should contact Foundation Fighting Blindness, like you did.
Yeah, I think Foundation Fighting Blindness is a great resource, and my advice would be kind of what we were talking about with the genetic testing, and it's kind of reality is going to be reality. You know, if you're newly diagnosed, that's a kind of a very unique and strange place to be in. It can be traumatic to be told that. A lot of people are told with no warning, you know, they go to the eye doctor and then they're diagnosed with, you know, a blinding retinal disease, and then they have to leave the doctor's office and change their whole mentality. And it can be very isolating, confusing, scary, but you know, outside of the cold medical diagnosis, there's a warm community out there of people like this radio show, like what I'm trying to do with my podcast. And but I would just say, you know, the quicker you are to kind of look, you know, your condition, you know, straight in the eye, you know,
no pun intended, right?
No pun intended. The better off you'll be versus putting it off or trying to live in denial. I think acceptance and kind of working on the mental health of accepting your condition and what that's going to mean for your life experience, and how do you want it to affect you, and how can you best work around it? You know, because it does take work, and it does take adapting, and it does take change. And I think Foundation Finding Blindness is a great resource to learn more about everything, because I would just recommend, you know, as hard as it is, you know, to just start the work of acceptance. And the way you can do that is, you know, through communities like Foundation Finding Blindness has a resource, and this radio show and other places online and on social media. But yeah, just you know, take it one day at a time and do the work, the hard work. It's hard.
You have a positive attitude, doesn't he?
Lance, I just hope you'll keep on listening to the show when you're not on.
Oh yeah, I will, definitely. And again, I'm super thankful for the opportunity to come on. This is really fun. This is the first live thing I've ever done. So
yeah, we're heard all over the world.
We didn't make you nervous, right? We didn't make you nervous.
Oh no. I feel very welcome. Well,
that's great. And by the way, Michael said earlier, there's more than, I don't even know how many, 8 years of shows archived.
400, over 400.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's
anything.
And I know how much work goes into that. So yeah, I'm very impressed. So yeah.
Well, you check out our website and our Facebook page and LinkedIn.
On any given Sunday, we have more than 1.5 million people listening to the show just in the United States.
I'll have to have you both. How about this? I'll have to have you both come on my podcast.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah,
Our pleasure.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Well, happy Halloween, Lance, over there in Brooklyn, up there in Brooklyn.
Happy Halloween. Yeah, thank you.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Charles giving his Halloween laugh.
Yeah. Well, that was a spooky laugh.
Yeah, thank you so much for
joining
us.
Thanks for coming on board, and thanks for
Thanks, Lance.
It's great to meet you, Lance.
Yeah, likewise. I appreciate it. Take care.
Keep in touch. Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All righty. So we're going to break, and then Peter should be calling in from Colorado.
We're going to go to break.
Right there.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but Dara takes the sound before you make it. And you start to freeze, and so it looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed. You hear the doors.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTOstudy.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Travel for All is an agency that was founded 16 years ago with the belief that everyone with the desire to travel should be able to experience the beauty of the world in which we live. From exploring your own backyard, so to speak, to traveling to the farthest reaches of the globe, Travel for All's accessibility specialists have guided people every step of the way, from pre-travel planning to post-travel follow-up. People with disabilities in the U.S. spend more than $654 billion on travel and entertainment alone. And we want to be your agency of choice. Our specialists are at the heart of Travel for All. No request is too big or small. If it matters to you, it matters to us. Travel should be inclusive, not exclusive. Let your travel plans begin by visiting us at www.travel-for-all.com.
At Just Bagels, experience real New York bagels no matter where you are. These are nothing like the ones you find in a supermarket. Crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside. No artificial flavors, no added colors, no preservatives. Produced in a tree and peanut-free facility, all kosher. Skip the drive to your store and have Just Bagels delivered right to your doorstep. We age our dough and boil it in New York water before they get shipped out to you fresh, never frozen. Order 12, 24, or 48 bagels with free shipping and handling. Bring a taste of New York City home today by visiting justbagels.com. Enter code BB15 and receive 15% off your first order. Just Bagels. If it ain't just bagels, it's just bread.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
All that truly matters in the end is that you love.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Love to hear from you. Give a call. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are definitely up.
Okie dokie. Welcome back, Peter Cucciavi. Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. And thank you for joining us on Halloween weekend, Peter.
Hello, hello. Good to be on.
Hello, hello.
You're back from Seattle.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, hey, hey. Good to hear your voice.
How are you?
You've got both a gentle and kind voice and an adequately spooky voice, depending on the mood.
Well, that's why he's here. He's always here on the Halloween show.
Thank you.
Actually, you were on with him last year, too.
That's right. I love the poetry readings and the stories.
So, yeah, Peter, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I know there's been some inquiries about, I'm just going to jump right into the fire here.
Yeah, please.
Something about the Zumo box?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that just launched this month, and I know I've been getting questions and some sidebar questions from listeners as well that are asking what's going on with it. So I'll just give a brief introduction to what the box is, and then I'm always on every month, and this thing isn't going anywhere, so we can always take more questions on future shows. But
yeah, you sound like you're a little under the weather like us, so we won't keep you long.
Well, I have not slept. I had to catch a flight from Seattle and it got canceled. We got snowfall here in Denver I had to catch a 5 a.m. flight. So the Zumo box is a, for those who are familiar with the term IP box, it's an IP box that connects to your TV, sort of like a Roku or an Apple TV, one of those types of boxes. And the similarity here is that across all these IP boxes is it's essentially a platform that hosts all of your video apps on there. So all the video content apps like Netflix or Spectrum TV app or, you know, Disney or whatever, all of these different apps, you can host them on these platforms. And now Spectrum has their own box. It's a joint venture project that we have, or product that we have, with Comcast Xfinity. And the idea here is that it's a box that you can buy or lease from Spectrum. And the difference is that you have a full-fledged guide experience, sort of like you would on a cable box, if you're familiar with that experience. So not likely a customer will have both. So a Spectrum set-top box and a Zumo box, it's typically either or. And so the audience for who is the box right for, it's typically good for somebody who's doesn't have a set-top box, or maybe can't for some reason, or maybe is looking to cut the cord, as the saying goes, and get rid of the set-top box, but doesn't want to lose that really familiar guide experience that you have, where you can set favorites and punch in channel numbers. And so one of the really interesting things about this Zumo box is, sort of like a set-top box, you've got a remote that you can punch in numeric values into. So it's got a numeric keypad like you would on a typical remote. And you, if you've got channel numbers that you like, and I know a lot of listeners on this show know their favorite channels by numbers, and you can still enter those channels in by punching them in on the numeric keypad. You still have some accessibility shortcuts to launch some of those features that you enjoy. And one of the greatest things that I'm particularly excited about, because for years now, listeners on this show and other places have been asking me, when is Spectrum going to have a voice input remote. And now with the Zumo Box, we are able to provide that. So the remote also has a voice input button, which means you can hit the button, you can speak the channel number in, or you can speak the content in, like the movie title or show title.
That's amazing.
Or if you're looking to find movies or shows by a specific actor, you can do the same thing there. So that's just that. Those are the most exciting things about the box.
That is very exciting.
That sounds great.
You would like that, Michael, just to talk to the remote, tell it what you want instead of going through every darn channel. Wow.
We can't have Spectrum.
Yeah, I know. We're deprived. We can't have Spectrum here.
Well, I'm so sorry.
I can't either.
You can't either in Ocala?
No.
What a disappointment. Well, yeah. I'll tell you, for those of you who can, the other really neat thing about the box, unlike the set-top box, is it's mobile. You can take it with you. So if you've got, and I know I've talked to a couple people who live down in Florida, and they also have a home up in New York, and they travel back and forth. And you can take the box with you. So if you leave from one place and go to another, you're visiting somebody's house, as long as they've got internet. Now, if you leave your home network, it will recognize that you've left your home network and you're going to lose some of those local channels and access to those, but everything else will remain available to you. So you just unplug it from your TV, go wherever it is that you go, plug it into the other TV, and you've got the box. As a matter of fact, I actually was at my hotel in Seattle, and there was a little sign next to the TV, and I used the Seeing AI app to recognize the text on there, and it said, and it was giving instructions on how to plug in your own streaming box to the TV. So theoretically, you could even plug it into any hotel TV.
Wait a minute.
Because he used his Michael. App on his phone.
How'd you know it was a sign next to the television?
Well, you know, I came across it with my hand, and they put so many of those little signs everywhere, and I always knock them over. And sometimes I like to scan them and see if there's anything that might be of value to me. Sometimes there's a QR code for, you know, food delivery service or whatever, room service. But this one was in a sort of an odd location, and I was really curious. It was between the desk and the TV, and I scanned it, and it was giving instructions how to plug in your own box. And I was like, well, that's great. I could theoretically take my Zumo box and have the same experience that I enjoy at home on the go.
But that's what you use.
So phone? Yeah, I mean, you have the Spectrum TV app on your phone, which is typically what I go to. But you know, you can't enter channel numbers, and you don't have a remote and that kind of thing. So this would give you that mobile experience with all of your favorite, you know, input devices like a remote.
Yeah, you just have to remember to take it with you.
That's right.
So, Peter.
Yes.
Not to talk, to switch the subject from business. What are you doing for Halloween?
Well, we're going to, last year we went to a friend's neighborhood, and we took candy from their neighborhood. This year we're going to do our own. We got the snowfall came down, and it's going to be a cold one for us here this time.
Wow.
So we're going to stay
slippery.
I know. We're going to stay close to home. So we'll just walk around the neighborhood, and Leonardo's going to be a little cowboy, and I'm going to be an old Western sheriff. and Mama's going to be a horse.
Oh my goodness. That's going to be interesting. I have to see that costume. I hope you send me a picture.
We will. We
How did you choose her, Nikita, to be the horse? Why not you, the horse?
Well, it was easier to find a sheriff outfit for me. And
that is funny. Well,
so yeah, so we've got the whole deal: the sheriff, the cowboy, and the horse.
That's cute. Yeah, we're giving out. We usually get over 100 kids, but we don't usually dress up. But we give out lots. We give out goodie bags. So.
Nice. Well, that is a really important role to play on Halloween.
It is. We give out flashing rings and snap bracelets and candy.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. We gotta come to your neighborhood.
Yeah, fly up from Colorado to go trick-or-treating. Yeah. Well, you sound tired, so we're gonna let you go early.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can hop over here and have Leonardo say happy Halloween.
Oh, goody. I didn't want to bother you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. There he is.
There he is.
There he is.
Hi, Leonardo.
Hi, Leonardo.
Happy Halloween.
Hi, Leonardo.
Say happy Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween. Oh, he's eating dinner. So he's got
trick or treat.
Happy Halloween, honey.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have a great night. We'll talk.
You too.
Talk soon.
Feel better. Get some rest.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye. Good night.
Bye.
Oh, that was cute. We got to talk to him. Yay. And it's amazing how the years go by. I remember when Tommy Marshall was 3 or 4 on our show. You know how old he is now? I think he's 14 or 15, and I see him in high school now. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Oh, Shirley, unfortunately, you called in a little late. You'll have to catch Peter next time. He was kind of tired. We didn't want to keep him. So let's see what else. Let me do my little wrap up, and then we can talk to Charles. I just want to get my 2 cents in here. So I just wanted to remind everybody that hope you enjoy tonight's annual fun and informative Halloween edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And tune in next Sunday night, November 5th. Unbelievable. For another super show with co-host Gary Sinclair. And I want to wish everybody a happy Halloween and be safe. And I'm going to turn it over to Michael and Charles and Glenn and see what we come up with here for a few minutes before we play our Ghostbusters music.
All I have to say is don't forget to write if you're interested in your free $50 food.
Interested.
You have to write to Blind and Beyond Radio. No, I'm sorry. You have to write to Michael.
Right.
Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
You know what, Terry, if you can dial real fast and you want to ask Charles that question, call in right now. All right. So you got a couple of minutes to call. We had a call.
Ask me a question.
Yes. Terry from Connecticut wanted to ask you a 30-second question, but I couldn't take him when Peter was on. So we have him for 2 now. So hurry, hurry. If you want to ask Charles a question. Oh, yeah, yeah. So Glenn, did you have fun tonight?
Loads of fun. Must be on the phone. Loads and loads of fun. I especially like Charles's poems.
Yeah. Every year they get a little more creepy.
Yeah. But I mean, it's Halloween, so. And he's got the voice.
He does. What are you doing for Halloween, Glenn?
We usually just put Michael Jackson on repeat and go get some candy and you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we put Thriller on repeat, put the orange light on and hope for the kids to come by. All the innocence has gone out of Halloween.
Oh, I know.
You know? And so the kids don't trick or treat like they used to in the neighborhoods, you know, and I you have to say I had a good neighborhood and they still don't trick or treat like they used to.
Yeah. Well, ours usually come around, I don't know, 6:15 and then we turn the light off at 8 because the 100, they all come at once.
I know, right? Yeah. They come in groups. So yeah, I'll be hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
thanks,
what's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy is Snickers. I was kind of surprised about the Reese's and then not because I like Reese's too.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Reese's?
I have to find out. There's some ridiculous.
Wait a minute, Charles.
Wait a minute.
Charles, who doesn't like Reese's? Is it Michael?
Oh, no, I like
it. He likes it.
I don't.
What do
like
you like, Charles?
Chocolate.
Charles likes candy corn.
Now, wait a minute. I like peanut butter, okay? And I like chocolate.
But you don't like them together?
Together.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You know, hey, what can I say?
Cool. I got Terry. Terry called back, Lynn.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
There he goes.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, Terry.
Okay, just quickly. You know, every time I come on the show and Charles on, I always forget to say hello to him. And I just want to say I do apologize. It's not done intentionally, but sometimes it is difficult to hear. But I just wanted to say hello to you because I didn't say it earlier when I called it. So I just wanted to tell you that. And also, I enjoyed your poems.
Oh, hey, Charles, isn't that great?
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate it. Yeah.
And you know what, Terry, Charles always does poems on Thanksgiving weekend also.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll definitely be listening. Oh, yeah. Listen, I like the iconic voice he has.
It's tradition.
Thank you.
So that's I just wanted nice, to say Charles. That, but I know you guys are closing out, so I'm not going to hold you.
Yeah,
out.
We are. All right,
thank
so we
you,
have
Terry.
1 minute to say goodnight, okay, and then we're going to go play Ghostbusters, Michael.
Yep.
Thank you, Glenn, so much.
Yes,
Glenn,
ma'am.
Did a great job.
Big yes, hug. Yes, sir,
thanks,
Michael.
Glenn.
Lynn, thank Charles. You. Good being with you guys tonight.
On the air. You did a great job, Glenn.
You really did.
Thank you, man. Love you guys.
Love you too. Thank you, Charles. Once again.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we loved having you.
And listen, we're going to close out the show by playing Ghostbusters. So, folks, I'm going to say this right now. Thank you for listening. And thank you. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Listen to Ghostbuster. Take care. God bless you all. Good night.
Happy Halloween.
Good night.
Something
night.
Strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Afraid of no ghosts. If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call? Afraid of no ghosts. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call.